Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, March 19th, 2013 edition of the Sand Synod Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with IPv6 Focus Month, and our topic today was DHCP and how DHCPv6 differs from DHCPv4. First of all, DHCPv6 is still a very valid option, in particular for more managed and supervised networks to organize hosts and IP addresses. The focus changed a little bit in DHCPv6. The original reason for DHCPv4 in many ways was to manage a limited number of IP addresses. So typically you do have a pool of IP addresses in DHCPv4 and you may have overall more clients than that. So as a client goes offline, the IP address is freed up for someone else to use. In IPv6, you still can define a pool of addresses, but this pool is likely way larger than the number of hosts that you'll ever have on your network, even over the entire lifetime of the network. So as a result, a lot of things kind of change how DHCPv6 works. Probably the most important difference, sort of from a practical point of view, is that no longer is the MAC address used to identify hosts. So if you are trying to set up a configuration file with static IPs for certain hosts, you have to enter the host's DUID, which is the DHCP unique identifier, and it is mandatory in DHCPv6. Take a look at the full diary for any other changes. And of course, if I forgot anything, just add it as a comment or let me know and I'll add it later. And then we got a number of reports that the Spam House website was unreachable earlier today. Of course, anti-spam efforts like this are frequently the subject of denial of service attacks. However, at this point, the website appears to be back up and running. No notice on the website itself, but there was a Twitter message and a couple of other posts to mailing lists and such that suggest that the outage was the result of a denial of service attack. Now let's see what we have in other news. Last week, actually on Friday at Black Hat Europe, Huawei got into the crosshairs of the security community again. This time, not for alleged backdoors so much, but more for buggy software and bad server configurations. Turns out that the update server that does deliver Huawei updates and is automatically polled if you have Huawei software installed is not sufficiently secured, runs an old version of Windows and IIS. So if someone would compromise this particular server, they could potentially infect millions of users with malware that will be automatically downloaded and installed as an update to the Huawei drivers. In addition, on OS X system, Stefan Esser noticed that user local is marked as globally writable, so as world writable by the Huawei installer. So as soon as you do install the Huawei driver, it will change permissions on this directory, which of course leaves the system in a quite vulnerable state. Not clear why it is marking user local as world writable, but my assumption is it's just sort of lazy coding where they do want to keep it writable so the updater can drop additional drivers and such into the directory without requiring root privileges. Well, then we have another presentation from Black Hat Europe to talk about. This one is about games delivered by Electronic Arts via its new online Origin system. Origin is an electronic store where you can purchase and download games from Electronic Arts. Turns out that the way the store integrates with the browser is vulnerable. In order to launch the store, you're entering an Origin colon URL into the browser. That's an extension that's defined by Electronic Arts as a new URL handler, but the parameters that are being passed to this URL do allow command injection into the gamer's operating system. So, for example, by either redirecting the user to a malicious URL or by getting the user to install a game or such, you may then launch arbitrary code on the user's system. Well, thanks again for listening. One small note, there may not be a Stormcast for Thursday due to my travel schedule, but still trying to work out the details, so don't be surprised if you will not see a new podcast on Thursday, but there will be one for tomorrow, for Wednesday. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.